Party. What's this Q thing? Endless lies, endless wars, etc. You can look it up.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. What's this Q thing? Endless lies, endless wars, etc. You can look it up. Let's do just that. Q's latest drop, 4961, posted last night, 11/8/22 at 11:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as you heard, this drop was shared on a national news network. Boom. Endless lies, endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance. Who will put an end to the endless? Question mark. Folks, the military is the only way. Taking control. Think PANIC in DC. It's an acronym for Patriots Are Now in Control, signed Q. That was one of three brand new Q drops. Let's also look at some upcoming deltas for November 11th. That's Veterans Day. Drop 2477 was originally posted November 11th of 2018. A week to remember, and that will definitely be the case, as you'll find out. Q drop 2478, also posted November 11th, 2018. Let the unsealing begin. And drop 3587 was posted November 11th of 2019. Indictments coming. And we've got a 4 and a 5 year delta coming up for Saturday. On the left-hand side of your screen, Q drop 2491, originally posted November 12th of 2018. Something big is about to drop. And Q drop 142, posted November 12th, 2017. Pay attention. The truth would put 99% of people in the hospital. Wall Street's warning stocks could fall off a cliff. The Fed's fight against inflation is crashing the stock market and real estate. Forecasts for a recession are at 100%. After millions of Americans have lost trillions from their retirement accounts, most investors are more concerned with the return of their money than the return on their money. And that's why, if you want to protect yourself, billionaire economists recommend you buy gold. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Our country will be stronger, more prosperous. We're building back better than ever before. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America.
There is no more drilling.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in.
All of America has been sold out by the America Last Biden regime.
There can be a new world order out there.
Since Biden has taken office, 5 million people have crossed our border. We now have the highest inflation over 40 years. Destroyed our American energy independence.
We're a nation where children are taught that they can change their gender.
They went back to the House and Senate. They're going to impeach me. I don't know what the hell they're impeach me for.
It's freedom versus tyranny on the ballot. And it is very important that every single one of you vote. We have a country to save.
Drop 4961 that I showed you earlier is one of three brand new Q drops. Here's Q drop 4959, originally posted on Sunday, November 6th. What groups are financing Ukraine? In a nutshell, Ukraine is a cesspool of corruption. It's a slush fund for the satanic New World Order deep state cabal. Why are they financing Ukraine? I think the answer is a couple of reasons. I think, one, they get kickbacks, and two, they're paying to hide their corruption. Why was Hunter, that's Hunter Biden, in Ukraine? What did Pop threatened to withhold from Ukraine. Now, notice the word withhold. It's spelled withhold. Withhold is actually correctly spelled with two H's. So there is a missing H. Some are saying the missing H is a reference to Hunter Biden. Hunters become the hunted. Others are saying it's a reference to Hillary, rotten Clinton. Check out Q Drop 1126. It has an H in the kill box. It says, a clean house is very important. Sign Q. And that's a reference to the White House. Having a clean White House is very important. Currently, we're dealing with corruption unlike anything we've ever seen. That's the bad news. The good news is the world is waking up. And an awakened world is there. That's the deep state cabal's greatest fear. So what did Pop threaten to withhold from Ukraine? Remember, that's the $1 billion loan guarantee. Q says, $1 billion? Who benefits? About the Biden crime syndicate. What did Pop receive in return? Remember, they fired the prosecutor who was looking into Hunter's corruption. Why is Hunter not in jail? Think. Blackmail? Bribes? Extortion? Threats? How do you control a leader? How do you control a country? Are you ready to take back control? Your vote matters. You have all the tools you need. Signed, Q. Now, when Q says your vote matters, does that mean that elections are now run free and fair? No, they're still corrupt and rigged. But part of exposing this evil is to get us, we the people, involved in election. Are you ready to take back control? Then on Monday, we got drop 4960. Why do some elections take more than a day to count? And the answer, folks, is corruption. Remember, questions provide the answers with Q. Can cheating be done after the polls are closed? And so what Q is saying there is cheating can be done and usually is done after the polls are closed. And while these folks are corrupt, they're also clever. So they want to find out exactly how many votes they need to win. So they'll do just the right amount that they need to do to cheat at the absolute minimum to reduce their chances of getting caught. But we caught them all. Who controls the poll book? Who controls the databases? Who controls the elections? Why are extra ballots printed? If someone doesn't vote, can bad actors hijack their vote? So Q's showing you how they cheat. And one of the ways that they cheat is if somebody does not vote, they'll figure out who is a registered voter, who didn't vote, and then they'll actually cast the ballot for them for one of the New World Order deep state cabal candidates. Now this gets interesting. Remember, questions provide the answers. So Q's going to ask some questions, but he's also going to provide some answers. Why did the National Guard activate cybersecurity teams? And originally I was hopeful that that meant they were going to monitor the elections, but Q's going to indicate that there are still problems. Who gave the order to activate the cybersecurity teams? Why? To protect the elections? To claim the midterms are safe. Safe from what? And obviously, they're trying to represent that these midterms are safe from cheating. And they are clearly not. Setting the stage? Watch carefully. White hats have secured many systems, but problems still remain. As we saw, you have all the tools you need. And Q encouraged us, we got to get out there and vote. Did we have to get out there and vote because elections were safe and secure? No, but we had to make their cheating as difficult as possible. Remember, we had to swamp the swamp. Signed, Q. Here's a Telegram post from BioClandestine. He said, well, as of now, the 20-point shift red in Florida surely hasn't shown up in the rest of the country. We can attribute this to the mass exodus from blue states to Florida for freedom from COVID lockdowns, and DeSantis's support grew with it. Now, I agree with BioClandestine, and I'll add that Florida has these points going for them, but what they also have going for them above so many other things is the fact that Governor DeSantis is a Trump, America First governor. So compare Florida with DeSantis at the head with a state like Arizona with Doug Ducey at the head. We're comparing a Trump America First governor with a rhino. It's my opinion that if the elections were safe and secure, free and fair, then we'd see similar results that we had in Florida in states like Arizona. To the right, Bioclandestine continues, we aren't seeing the significant of a shift in other states. Looks like we will get the House. Senate won't be decided until December 6th. We lost out on a few governorships we wanted. Definitely can't call it a wave at this point, but still good thus far. I also like what Pepe had to say regarding Florida. Notice how Florida magically became a deep red state after DeSantis banned Zuckerbucks, started arresting people for election fraud, and enacted safeguards. Most of the country is actually deep red, and we all know it. And then Pepe points out, Katie Hobbs wouldn't debate Carrie Lake because she was expecting the planned machine malfunction to do the talking for her. It's my opinion that states like Arizona were a trap. And the Democrats, they can't help but take the bait. Let's hear from Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake on all things Arizona.
We know my opponent and her allies have been sowing doubt and confusion throughout this campaign. And it's unacceptable that they were spreading misinformation today while people were exercising their freedom to vote. I have every confidence that the counties administering this election conducted a free and fair election, and their results will be accurate. But they will take time. So prepare for a long evening and a few more days of counting. And for now, let's go enjoy the evening. Thank you.
Check out the chart on the right-hand side of your screen. The dark blue line represents the declining value of the U.S. dollar. The gold line represents the increasing value of gold. The dollar has lost 98.2% of its purchasing power since 1900. Gold has increased 53.9 times in value during that time. Gold has offset the loss in purchasing power of the U.S. dollar tremendously. And that's why I personally invest in gold and silver. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
You know, I did a lot of praying to God. I've been praying to God every day, all day. And I said to him, you make this victory come whatever way you want. If it comes decisive on election day, then bring it to us that way. If we have to fight through the BS and the garbage, then we will fight through the BS and the garbage. But how do you get fair and free elections? You have to fight and win to make them fair and free. And we needed another stark reminder that we have incompetent people running the show in Arizona. I just want you to know it's early. It's very early. And if we have to take this fight through, we will. If it takes hours or days, we will. But the great news is every single drop of election ballots that have come in the last three drops have shown us up 85%, 87%, 81%. I just want the propagandists back there to know, don't embarrass yourselves, don't embarrass yourselves. Don't do it again, you've done it too many times. But what I want you to know is that the same movement we had last night at that rally in Prescott, the same movement we had at that rally in Scottsdale, the same movement we had at the rallies we've had before with record people is the same movement we have right this second. Nothing has changed. And I want you to know we are going to monitor the ballots. We got to work in the system that we have right now. And as they continue to come in and our numbers go up, up, up like they did last time, when we win, first line of action is to restore honesty to Arizona elections. Now, God did not put us on this fight because it was going to be easy. Not one thing that we've had to go through has been easy. We beat back a billionaire in the establishment, okay? Let's just be frank. We have had everyone come against us, tens of millions of dollars in spending coming against us. Nothing has been easy. When corruption has risen to the level that it's at right now, it takes tough, strong people. Are you tough and strong? Yeah. Are you willing to continue this fight? Yeah. Are you willing for incompetency to play itself out and the victory to come at us? I am willing to wait for that. And when we win, and I think it will be within hours, we will declare victory. And we will get to work turning this around. No more incompetency and no more corruption in Arizona elections.
So here's the latest update on Arizona as of 7:36 this morning. Florida counted 7.2 million votes by 9 p.m. and counted 99% of the votes by midnight. Arizona currently has 63% of the vote counted, 1.7 million votes. Officials say it could take until Friday to have 90 to 99% in. DC Drano on True Social said, Florida banned mass mail-in ballots, banned ballot harvesting, requires voter ID, and Governor DeSantis created an election police force. Florida also just had historic win margins across the state for Republicans, while Democrats somehow won close races elsewhere across America during a horrific economy. Do the math. Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. Now let's move from politics, current events, news stories in queue. Let's move from that which is temporary to that which is eternal. Remember, God's word says, do not fix your eyes on the things that you can see because those things are temporary, but rather fix your eyes on the things that you cannot see because the things that you cannot see, those things will last forever. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The Bible also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 6, generosity encouraged. Remember this, whoever sows or gives sparingly will also reap or receive sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need,
you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
So we see two types of sowing and reaping. We see that those who sow unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. But those who sow unto the flesh will of the flesh reap destruction. So I'm going to advise you to sow unto everlasting life. You see, I've often described God's word as seed and your heart as the soil. And the condition of your soil will determine what happens with the seed. Will it dig deep roots? Will it produce fruit or a harvest? Will that harvest be 30-fold or 60 or even 100-fold? That is determined on the condition of your heart. So I do pray that your heart would be fertile soil so that the seeds that are planted would take root and produce a harvest of righteousness for the gospel of Jesus Christ and for the kingdom of heaven. How do we plant those seeds? Well, I'm planting seeds right now. If you're an unbeliever, you will hear me constantly talk about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here are those seeds going into your heart right now. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather that the world might be saved through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you can believe it, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And eternal life is based on this singular thing: believing that God loves you, knowing that he proved it when he gave his Son to die on the cross at Calvary to pay your sin debt in full. And when you put your faith in Christ, when you believe that your sin debt was paid in full when Christ died for you, you have eternal life. There are different types of people. One is that person who strives to be righteous, that person who strives to be good enough to make it into heaven on their own. You see, Christ Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation. And no other foundation is going to work when it comes to building our house on the rock. You see, either build your house on the rock and it survives the coming storm, or you build your house on sand. If you build your house on sand, when the storm rages and the waves crash, that house is going to collapse. And Jesus says, great will be that fall. You see, Jesus is both the chief cornerstone and he's a stumbling block that makes people fall. You see, he did not come into the world to save those who think that they are righteous, but rather he came to save those of us who know that we are sinners. How is he a stumbling block to those who think that they are righteous? Well, they want to be good. They want to follow the law and they want to please God through the good life that they live. Does it please God to live a good life that honors him? Absolutely. But understand this, without faith, it's impossible to please God. First, we have to believe that God is real and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If we think that we can establish a righteousness of our own to earn eternal life, well, then we're going to be sadly disappointed for all of eternity. You see, the wages are something that are earned. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you could be good enough to get into heaven on your own, Christ never had to die. If you could read your Bible enough to get into heaven, Christ never had to die. If you go to church enough, if you could pray enough, if you could witness enough, if you could witness more than I do,
It wouldn't be enough to please God. You see, what pleases God is faith. Putting our faith, our hope, and our trust in our Heavenly Father, whose plan was to give His Son to die for us. Now, when we put our faith in Christ, we are born again. And a symptom of being born again is living a life pleasing to God. So some people hear my words and they get upset. They think I'm saying, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and then live any way you want. Listen, such a person is not truly born again. You see, it's being born again and not being born again isn't like a person is a bad person and then becomes a better person. Through faith in Christ, a person becomes born again, a brand new creation, not a better version of their own self, but rather it's more like a caterpillar. When a caterpillar enters into a cocoon and then comes out of that cocoon, a butterfly. Nobody's ever seen a butterfly fluttering around and said, hey, look, a flying caterpillar. The two are separate things. Caterpillars crawl around on their bellies like snakes. But butterflies fly like angels. Acts 26:20 says it best. It says, turn from your sin and turn from your unbelief and put your faith in Christ and let the way that you live prove that you have turned from sin and turned to God. So another way that we can sow into the Spirit after we've made Jesus Christ our personal Lord and Savior is to sow seeds under the Spirit. Now we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Now we commit ourselves to prayer. Now we commit our lives to reading and studying God's Word. Now we commit our lives to praise and worship, worshiping the Lord through words and in song. Now we commit our lives to sitting back and just listening to His still small voice. Now we commit ourselves to His great commission. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the corners of the earth, to every living creature. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then I let God do all the work. You see, the gospel is the power of salvation unto those who believe. See, I don't have the power, but God's power lives in me. And so when I share the gospel, I don't worry about using persuasive words. Rather, I allow God's Spirit to move in your heart and for you to understand that it is absolute truth, and that truth that is eternal life. You see, the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. So many will hear these words of mine and they'll think I'm a fool. That's okay. Unfortunately, broad is the road and wide are the gates that lead to destruction, and most will pass through them. But narrow is the road and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. And very few will pass through that narrow gate. By the way, that narrow gate, the gate is Jesus. He is the way and the truth and the life. And nobody comes to the Father except through faith in Christ. And another way that we can sow seeds is through our giving, through our generosity. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And you know, elsewhere I've shown you in Scripture where we're told not to put the Lord our God to the test. But what's interesting is God Himself gives us one exception to that rule, and it's in the area of giving. And God literally says through His prophet, He says, test me in this, says the Lord God Almighty, and see if I will not open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you won't have room enough to store it. So God says, test me in your giving. Test me with your tithe and see if I won't open the very floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, you won't even have room to store it. And folks, a lot of people think that blessings from God are financial. They are financial and they are relational, especially with the kind of intimacy that we can enjoy with our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I pray that you would experience an intimacy with our Heavenly Father and an intimacy with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, beyond anything that you ever imagined was possible. I pray this in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that applies to all of us who believe. Thanks for watching today. Please support my work as a frontline soldier, sharing truth far and wide. I've got links to GiveSendGo, DonorBox, BuyMeACoffee.com, and my Cash App all in the description box below this video. If the links don't work, it's no trouble. Simply visit www.GiveSendGo. That's GiveSendGo.com and hit the search icon. Enter my name, it's Christian Space, Patriot Space News, and I'll come up. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. I cannot do this without you, and together we will win, especially the good fight of faith and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him.